The USA Pro Challenge. If you're not familiar with the finer points of bike racing, the whole thing can look like a big mess. Ben Jacques Mains is competing in this year's race.
Especially the finish line, if it's a sprint finish, it looks just like a maelstrom of cyclists barreling down the road, and who knows how they're even staying upright. It's actually very coordinated. It's very dynamic, but each person is doing their job to a T. And if they don't, they're going to hear about it because this is our job. Our job is to make our guy win.
Jacques Mains and Carson Miller are members of the Jameis Hoggins-Berman team. The pair has an important job to do. That's getting teammate and top-ranked climber Janier Acevedo to the end.
Carson and I will be supporting him, trying to make sure that he has all the water he needs. He stays out of the wind, conserving his energy. We're going to be the pawns to his king. If you want to make a chess analogy, we do all the work beforehand to set him up to make the killing move.
While Miller, Jacques Mains, and the other cyclists on the team are doing their jobs, an 8-person support staff is making sure everything runs smoothly. Each night, the staff's mechanics check each bike thoroughly and make sure each part is like new. The team also has soigneurs. Their job is to take care of the cyclists, everything from food and water bottles to massages and clean clothes. Ben Jacques Mains.
When we show up for the race, they say, here's your bag of food, here's your water bottles. I don't even have to think about it, but I know that they've been working for hours to make that happen every day. Our soigneurs sleep the least amount on the team. They are up at 4 or 5 in the morning, and they go to bed after midnight.
While the support staff takes care of logistics, it's up to the team members to take care of themselves. A big part of that is getting used to the altitude. Seattle resident Carson Miller got ahead of the game by doing a race in Utah before coming to the challenge.
The other way to do it is when you're at home, you use altitude tents. So it's a small, basically just a bubble that goes around your bed. And there's a vacuum that sucks out the oxygen and simulates altitude. But then you're only sleeping there. You still have the advantage of waking up and having sea level oxygen.
Once the cyclists arrive, Miller says it's best to simply just take it easy until the race. That means sitting around, playing games, and watching television.
All the hard training has been done. We can't train ourselves to be any better at this point. You know, 1 or 2 weeks out from race, there's no physical gains, there's only physical loss that can be done basically in that time of training, and especially when you're at such a high altitude. So, and any reserves that we lose now, we there's no way to get them back before the race.
That's sage wisdom, considering the cyclists will burn 4,000 to 6,000 calories each day of the challenge. Miller says everyone has their favorite foods to help fill the void.
Everyone loves dessert. I think that's the most popular table at the race. After dinner, everyone will go for at least one round of dessert, depending on how hard the day was.
In the evening, it's time to get ready for the next day. For Ben Jacques Mains, pinning his numbers on his jersey is an important part of his nightly routine.
It's more of a mental switch at that point. And it happens, especially on a week-long tour like this, it happens every day. So you get done with this race, and that race can go spectacularly. You win, everyone does their job perfectly, it's very exciting. You pin your number on, and it's okay, fresh day. You put that away. Or conversely, it goes terribly. You crash, or you just have a bad day. Your legs hurt, you're tired, and you pin your numbers on, and it's time to put all that away. It's like there's always another race, and it's starting afresh every day.
With his numbers in place and other needs taken care of, there's still something missing at the end of the day. Jacques Mains' biggest supporters, his wife and 2 children, are back home in California.
You know, I think of them constantly. I miss them when I'm on the road. I look forward to being home with them. And so I want to make my time on the road worthwhile. I'm not out here like looking for a party or I'm not a young guy anymore. It's a job. I'm on a business trip is how I consider it now. And so I want to get my job done as best as I can, then go home and be a dad and be a family man. That's important to me.
Ben Jacques Mains and Carson Miller will both be back on their bikes tomorrow when Stage 2 of the Pro Challenge gets underway in Aspen. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Rebecca Kruth.